I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard people talk about a stand lard or a stand of molasses?
No.
Okay. Say if you were bottling something.
Canning.
Okay. If it's the thing that you would use, say, to put liquid in a small mouth bottle if you didn't want to spill it all over the place.
A funnel?
Yeah. And something that you would use if you were driving a buggy to make the horses go faster. You crack over their heads, you use a
whip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if you were at the grocery store and you made a purchase, the grocer would put it in a what for you to carry it home in?
A bag.
What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Okay.
Paper bag.
Sure. And say if you wanted to buy, about 25 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
A sack. Flour sack.
Okay. What about a sack or something like that that's made out of very rough material, very coarse?
Burlap bag.
Yeah, yeah. Ever heard that called anything?
Yeah.
Burlap bag or...
What, a croaker sack?
Mm-hmm. Say if a farmer had some corn that he wanted to take to the mill to be ground, just the amount that he could take at one time, be ground. Do you have any idea at all what that might be called?
I don't know, but he takes bushels.
Okay. Or say if somebody was going out to get some firewood, just the amount that he could carry in his arms at one time, what would that be?
All he could carry.
Okay. Armload, maybe?
Yeah, armful.
Armful, okay. Have you ever heard people around here refer to a turn of corn or a turn of wood, meaning
no.
Some kind of a mount? Okay. That lamp over there, if it goes out all of a sudden, you say you need to replace?
Bulb.
Okay.
Light bulb.
And if you were going to, say, hang up some clothes to dry them in the backyard, you would probably take them out there in a...
Clothes basket.
What would you put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from coming out? That would be a...
In a wine bottle, you'd put a cork.
Okay.
On a Coke bottle, you'd put a little lid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call them.
It was, would a...
Or a stopper.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a cork?
It might not necessarily be made out of cork, but mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And this thing that I mentioned in class, this instrument that you can play with your mouth, moving it back and forth.
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes the twanging noise.
Juice harp.
Yeah.
Okay. I never could use one. Right. I'm just stuck to my kazoo.
Yeah. All right. Sounds a lot safer. Seems that if you
hit your teeth with that thing, it hurts. It does.
Take the enamel off. What about the thing that you drive nails with? You just call it
a hammer.
Okay. And a couple of things about a wagon I want to ask you about. Do you have any idea what you call, what people call that long wooden piece that goes between the horses on a wagon? It's kind of a T-shaped thing. It goes out like this and there's a part.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they're called.
What, a tongue?
I've never heard it.
I haven't heard that. Okay. Have you ever heard of the traces on a wagon?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They're kind of chains that are attached to a wagon, and they come back to a horizontal piece that moves kind of back and forth like that.
What, the axle?
Well, not exactly, but I needed that anyway. Have you ever heard of a single tree?
Mm-mm.
And if you hadn't heard of that, you probably hadn't heard of a double tree.
Mm-mm.
Okay.